this, you're going to get married and it's going to be awful. He's like, trust me, I've been divorced twice.
Two divorces. That doesn't seem like that many.
Well, he's got engaged again.
Well, good.
So
glad he learned a lot.
Yeah.
Do you want to pour us some Fernet? So I think it's like an ounce of that and then I don't know how much Coke. I don't really know.
Well, it's too bad we don't have any Argentinian experts we could consult.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I could try, but it's okay. I'll just start this while you do that. Do you want our classic intro music or some Offspring? Or
I think that'd be a good segue topic because that was a long Twitter conversation. Which,
some Offspring?
Yeah. I think that's 2 ounces. Life's
not like that. Oh, your headphones.
And you've done it. All you can. You may need a new head. Just put in a lot more.
And it's not exact science.
Welcome to 1993.
Yeah, Helpful Snowman rocks the Rockies, coming in at you in the fucking 1990s with the Offspring. This is off their hit album, Smash, that has a skeleton on the cover.
Skeletons are funny. How are you guys?
Yeah. There's always that lady, right? You guys are crazy. And it's like, all right. Where did you find this fucking soccer mom to hang out with these guys at 5 a.m.? And she's like, I don't know what I'm getting into.
She's managed to be on. She's been on the show for 7 years, and she's always shocked.
Yeah. You're like, bitch, how many times are you going to be surprised that this guy says, and then I said, the F word? And she'll be like, no, you didn't.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There was a kid at the pool, and you said the F word to him?
Yeah,
I'm fucking insane.
That's right. And he said, I'm fucking insane. And the laugh guy goes, ho!
Yeah. Do you remember? Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
We have Helpful Snowman. My brother, Ian, is here.
Hello.
Remember?
It's probably been the first episode that has had a guest in a while.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying it's been a while.
I could check here. Let's see. Do you want to guess how long it's been since I've had a guest?
Oh, boy. Not counting the upload issues, because I haven't listened to a couple episodes.
Uh-huh. Well, don't worry.
I would say, because it's like one... I would say it's been at least six.
Six.
Six, I think.
It's kind of hard to tell from the names. Apparently, I titled an episode, Boys in the Clitoral Hood.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but let's see.
Well, I don't know if I've been on the road, so I don't know if that has been...
I'm trying to think the last time that you were on the road, or on this. Let's see, the talk, power.
It'd probably be around December.
Yeah, there's an Xmas.
Yeah, it'd have to be December. That was the last time I was
in. That's like more of a...
that's me in the car.
Or maybe January.
So here's the thing. Tragedy.
Jeez, I sounded drunk there, didn't I? Listen to this.
So here's the thing.
But I'm in the car.
Chat, me and you out there.
I don't know what that.
I know this gets a little inside baseball for all the new fans of Helpful Snowman that are picking up the show just now, and in this case, welcome.
Yeah.
There are 120 some episodes for you to go back and listen to, so a deep back catalog.
Yeah.
All available on iTunes for free, and also.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure that t-shirt contest is still open.
Fucking A. Okay, so it was definitely our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
It was the last time anyway. So it's been...
Almost 6 months.
Almost half a year of doing this, at least once a week.
And that's... I haven't been on the show. Yeah. But I was saying that the last time you had guests was probably about 6 months or 6 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Depending on how many episodes come out.
You seem like you want me to just go into talking about how I hate everyone who listens to this show, like, immediately.
Well, I think that might be a good way to sort of broaden the t-shirt contest. Okay. Maybe your payment standards are a bit high. Because for those of you who are new to the show,
yeah,
right, Peter had a t-shirt contest not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And these t-shirts, you didn't have to do anything too crazy, which, by the way, I still think I won the craziest promotion
mm-hmm.
by far. Where all you had to do was share something helpful snowman related on your Facebook,
right.
Twitter. I did not share on Facebook or Twitter. I shared with a greater community,
right,
through a billboard,
yeah,
that I made
on
myself
your office.
On my off at my workplace,
which was fine,
and that was definitely sharing helpful snowman.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty allowing. My sister sent me a screen cap of her sharing it with a man that had some kind of Indian name that I wasn't even sure it was a name.
Right.
You know, and it was like, hey, you should listen to this show, and then texted it to him and no response. And I was like, good enough.
Right.
So here's the thing. I made these shirts. They were very homemade. And I said, share us with somebody you like and I'll send you one for free.
And I can say that I have, they're actually pretty good shirts. Because I was wearing my helpfulsnowman.com shirt
mm-hmm.
while driving from Chicago to Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And it breathed pretty well.
Held up to intense driving.
It held up to intense.
And the mean streets of Illinois.
And the mean streets of Iowa.
Yeah, the corn streets.
And Nebraska.
Good.
And I could say that I believe Nebraska is the boringest state.
Fuck that place, man.
Do
you want to do like a commercial? Well, no. Let's do this. Let me be angry at everyone, and then
okay.
you can do a commercial for this shirt.
All right.
So all I said was, share us, idiots, and then you can have a shirt. And so I get some responses along the lines of, hey, those are cool. Can I have one? And I say, yeah, share us, and then no response. I gave away a grand total of 2 shirts.
So wait, I got one.
Uh-huh.
Our sister apparently did not get one.
She didn't. She did something, and I think I said, send me your address, and got nothing.
Okay, so that's definitely her fault.
I mean, that's what happened. I can't verify that.
Something went wrong here.
Yeah.
This is like Tell 'em Steve Dave type of merchandising.
Sure. Well, and then, yeah, and one other. I sent one to fucking Alaska.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I put painstaking effort in, created a template. I cut out a foam. I cut all the letters out of foam. It took me hours. Then spray painted them. Nearly passed away in my apartment. Have you ever spray painted in an apartment?
I actually have.
Go on.
What was I doing? Oh, I was trying to make a Halloween costume.
Ah, okay.
That's usually how it happens.
And
where it's
how
like,
would you say this went for you?
Poorly.
Yeah.
I tried to turn on all the fans I had.
Yeah.
I was lucky that I had a screen door that kind of opened.
Yeah.
But the only fan I could really do to try to ventilate the thing was to turn on the little fan above the oven or the stove.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's clearly how you could tell I think I was okay because I was thinking, like, that's a fan. I could use that.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, I'm going to push this out with love.
Right. Yeah, at least you were trying to do something vaguely scientific.
Right. I mean, I've also gassed myself before with a carbon monoxide.
Okay.
But in that case, I had the much more sense because I realized instead of like, I'm going to try to push this out of my apartment,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I'll just go outside of my apartment.
And let the gas come out.
And let the gas come out as opposed to like, I'm going to try to wait. Because deadly fumes, you
right.
can't wait those out inside the apartment.
So imagine this, except this was like a week-long project.
Uh-huh.
Used 2.5 cans of spray paint by the time it was all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
Plus painted this impressive snowman head.
Which is useful, and you can see those on YouTube and other places.
Yeah, and that got me extremely high. I felt like I was on fucking lewds, man. It was like, as soon as I came in here, it was like slow-mo.
Right.
The drug from Judge Dredd. By the way, quick movie review. Judge Dredd, real good. He does say, I am the law, and that's really all I was waiting for.
I am the law.
He has, like, an attractive psychic partner, which I was a little pissed off about, because I was like, I just want him to shoot people. But it's not too big of a deal, and as my coworker smartly pointed out, it beats the fuck out of Rob Schneider.
Yeah, hot babe psychic.
Yeah.
Is definitely better than Rob Schneider. Would it have been better if Rob Schneider had psychic powers?
No.
I guess if he had psychic powers, he could have seen how his career was going to go.
You know that...
You guys!
You know it's bad, because we were just talking to my mom about this in the car.
Uh-huh.
Because she was like, oh, you're real obsessed with the law right now, because I went on the rafting trip with lawyers, and I said, no, I just watched Judge Dredd is the problem.
Right.
And I said, oh, the potent combination of Rob Schneider and Sylvester Stallone just wasn't effective, and she actually thought that was funny. She understood that as a joke. So that's how you know that you're a fucking joke.
Right.
When my mom is like, fuck Rob Schneider, then you know it's bad times.
I don't think any movie our mother has watched voluntarily has Rob Schneider in it.
I don't really know how she knows who he is.
Saturday Night Live, probably. But
yeah, maybe.
It's the kind of thing where he shows up like on the periphery of skits that she likes. It's like, oh, who's that guy?
He's that guy with the curly hair.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Back to Angry
Went through
fans.
A lot of went through a lot to make these shirts. Okay, uh-huh. These did not just arrive on my doorstep. I did not get a grant that I wrote, you know, to something for retarded kids who are hungry for rice and
right.
then use it to make shirts.
You weren't funding some kind of Down syndrome horseshoe tournament.
No.
To raise money
Nothing
for
like
it.
That. It was all my blood, sweat, and blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
mostly blood.
Yeah,
and brain cells.
Blackened the blood and put it into cans and sprayed it on these shirts.
Right.
And then, can you believe it? No one wanted them.
Well, three people did. Well, two and a half.
Two and a half were willing to make some effort. I don't know if they wanted them, but they got them. Maybe I should just start sending them to people.
Just send them, like, or you just put out something like, send me your address and you'll get a surprise.
Yeah. Or just start putting them. You know what I should really do?
Huh.
Put out a Craigslist thing and find a murderer and be like, listen, when you dump the body, can you throw this fucking t-shirt on it?
Ooh.
Because if there was a serial killer... And then I was like, well, I don't know where he's getting the shirts, but he's serial killing and they all have this shirt on. That would be awesome.
The helpful snow shirt killer.
Yeah. Then I'd be fucking famous.
That's right. The cops would all, like, every time you put out a podcast, like, the FBI would all be listening in.
Yeah. Or at least to the first 20 minutes before they're like, all right, fuck this shit.
Fuck
this is bullshit. He's not even talking about murder.
They'll just run it through.
Murdering, like, people he doesn't even know.
They'll just run it through a computer program to, like, look for the word murder.
Yeah. Yeah, and they'll just be like, God, how many times do we have to hear the story about him jacking off on the ferry boat before we just fucking get to the murder part?
I want to get to the murder!
Yeah. It would be a good tactic if I ever get brought in on questioning.
Yeah.
Just start with like, well, I think this all began in about 2003. I was in Seattle, and I had a girlfriend, and I had real bad blue balls. Now, I don't take my blue... And it just goes on, goes on and on.
Well, we already summarized that on a previous episode, which you can go through the archives and find with the racism medley.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just jerked off on this ferry one time.
Yeah. Yeah, the phrase, I jerked off on a ferry one time, sounds even worse of context, which
right.
is hard to believe, but it sounds like I beat off on a man.
You beat off on a man, didn't like him very much, and decided to call him a derogatory term.
Yeah. Yeah, not only did I beat off on another gentleman, but then I was like, fuck that fairy.
Right.
Fuck that faggot. Like, I just beat off on him. I ain't gay.
I didn't even fuck that faggot. I just beat off on him because he wasn't worth my cock.
I made sure he was far enough away that the rope of semen wasn't still connected to my penis, therefore not gay.
Does your penis have like Todd McFarlane's spaghetti band spider? Like Spider-Man thing? Because my cum does not come out in a rope.
No, I'm an oozer. It's like I mean, you know when it shoots out? Yeah, the only time it shoots out is sometimes this is awfully graphic.
So
14 minutes in. The only time it shoots out is sometimes I'll try and cap the flow at the last second
right.
to contain the blast.
Uh-huh.
And then it's sort of like when you put your thumb on the end of a hose and it goes shooting off with twice the power. So I guess if I wanted to beat off on someone, I'd have to sort of put my thumb
over
my pee hole and shoot it out.
It kind of, so it's, but that's the thing. If you were an oozer, it would just kind of like ooze out a little. I don't know. I don't
I'd
think
probably just
quite
be like,
work.
Can I just pee on you and moan?
Oh.
And call it good.
Oh, I had a lot of coffee. Sorry. Oh.
You can tell I'm really good at sex, huh?
Right.
I'm pretty good at sex.
Well, It explains why you don't have a girlfriend anymore, because after the Green Goblin threw her off a bridge,
yeah,
you were sitting there trying to furiously beat off to get the web to catch her.
With the rope.
And it's really hard to get maintain an erection in that kind of situation where you're fighting off the Green Goblin with your left hand and beating off with your right.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have to switch every now and then.
I don't know if I would. I mean, I can't beat off left-handed. I don't even try.
It's a really hard... That's one of those things. It's like eating with a fork left-handed.
Yeah, I don't try. I do that occasionally.
When you switch hands and you're like, this is weird.
Yeah.
You know?
I just see no point to it. Everyone, right. You know what people will say? What if you lose your arm? You'd be fucked. And I say, yeah, listen, I'm sure that once I lost my arm, I would be good at beating off because I'd probably be out of work for like a couple months.
I have
a lot of time to beat off, and it would be one of my few pleasures.
I think that's where you try to just constantly get hand jobs from sympathetic nurses, like in Johnny Got His Gun.
Yeah, I'd be, what sucks?
I can't even satisfy myself. And then you just wait for the middle of the night, and the nurse is like sort of pumping you furiously, and you don't say anything, and she's pumping and pumping, and then you're done, and you just whisper, thank you.
You know what's bullshit about that? That guy lost his sight, his hearing, and his ability to talk.
Right.
All he gets is a hand job. So there's no hope if I lose an arm, they're like, maybe I'll like look at your penis.
Maybe. Ooh. They'll be like, I'll give you a hug.
Yeah.
I would give you a handshake, but
Yeah, it's too close.
Yeah.
Too close. I mean, there's no way. If that guy lost all of his senses, everyone says that, like that's a weird thing that she gave him a handy or whatever. And to me it's like, I don't know if she did enough. I think that warrants more. I'm not saying that specific nurse owes him a bang, but somebody owes him anal. Somebody. He's got nothing else.
Now, wait a minute.
But his penis can still feel. It's the only part of him that can still feel.
I'm gonna go on a different thing with this, because like trying to give anal when you're not entirely hard,
yeah,
it's like trying to play cute like pool with a length of rope. Like it's just, you can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I wonder...
I've never been hard in the presence of another human, so I wouldn't know.
No, so you don't know.
I don't even know what to compare
it
to.
But I think, on the other hand, I think she did a heroic... You know, it's a heroic thing, because I always imagine that his body is also horribly burned.
No, she didn't do a heroic thing. She did the minimum.
She did the minimum.
Yeah.
But then again, she's like, I wonder... Like, I'm kind of amazed, and I still think this might be my sort of detail grub, you know, nitpicking piece.
Yeah.
But I feel like an explosion that blows off your arms... Your legs, your face, just everything. It's probably going to blow off your penis, too.
I know. It was weird that he had a penis, still.
Like, he still had
a
working...
all stumps and then a penis.
Like, what if he didn't have a penis, but, like, she was just kind of ghost-jacking off his phantom penis, but his brain could somehow pick up the signal?
I mean, that would be crazy.
Yeah, I mean... Or, like, just kind of... She's jerking off, like, the vestigial... little nerves that where his penis once was.
Yeah.
They sort of reconstructed his penis out of veins like in a Body Works exhibit.
Isn't it weird? I mean, that book is really... I don't want to get too deep here, but how fucked up is it that we as humans are like, well, I mean, I guess if basically I have nothing left of my body,
right,
at least I can get a handy. I guarantee you as a high schooler reading that, I was half hard and being like,
right,
Jesus Christ, maybe I could get blown up and get a hand job. That'd be fucking awesome.
It's like a recruitment video.
Yeah, that's all it takes?
I was like, oh, man.
I mean, I could either get a hand job by getting blown up or be nice to a person for a consistent couple months. One of these is going to be tougher on me.
One of the few books I was forced to read in junior high school,
yeah,
that where someone actually had sex of some kind.
Yeah,
like almost almost nothing. None of the other books had any
kind
of sex.
It is true. I think that's still true. I mean, in the Hunger Games, there's no, you know, it's not like someone's doing a fucking three-way.
That seems like the kind of thing, like, if you had a bunch of teenagers, right, they go out into the woods.
Yeah. They would probably all fuck first.
Yeah, like, it's just like, why don't we just all bang once?
Yeah.
And then move on. Or, like, you all bang, and then the people who don't get to bang, like the dude who doesn't get to bang, is going to have enough rage.
Right.
And just go into a frenzy.
This is the problem I have with most, like, children's and young adult literature.
Right.
I mean, give me a break. Narnia? No fucking in all of Narnia. 10 books, no fucking. Are you crazy?
I think that's the problem of a lack of different species, like, same species.
Oh, screw that. Yeah. If they can talk and they can fight a war, I mean, come on. You're telling me there's not one panda who's like, how about a quick BJ?
That seems like the kind of problem where, like, if the panda's like, how about a quick BJ, who does he ask? Does he ask, like, the aardvark?
I mean, who cares?
I'd go with the aardvark and be like, why not?
I mean, maybe this is part of my sickness. I just see that as a free-for-all.
Yeah, maybe all the women just really want to bang Aslan, but he's saving himself because he's Jesus.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but you know that goat guy. You know he wanted to, like, lick someone's asshole. Give me a break.
Well, where do you think the goat guy came from? I mean, somebody was banging a goat.
Yeah, he's topless, wearing a scarf.
Yeah.
That's a swinger.
Which, by the way, is also kind of interesting, where a guy who has goat legs is like, my neck is cold.
Yeah.
I need to keep warm with this scarf.
Yeah. You can see my nipples are rock hard because I'm not wearing a top.
I hate to recommend other podcasts when we're trying to increase the audience for this one.
Okay.
But a podcast I listen to called the Retronauts Podcast about video games.
Uh-huh.
Complained about the same problem in the Star Fox universe where there's all these, like...
Where they don't fuck?
Yeah, they don't fuck, but they should be fucking just random across species. They kind of have to be. It's like... Because there's no other, like, does the one frog have to be with the other frog?
Right, so Star Fox is a game where you pilot jets. It's kind of like Top Gun, except instead of Iceman, you're a fox. Instead of Goose, there's, like, a frog.
Yeah, oh,
there's a bunny.
Instead of Val Kilmer, there's a Falcon.
Yeah, Falco.
But,
who's, like, a dick.
But, yeah, but basically it's the thing where you have this anthropomorphic animal universe.
Yeah.
And, like, if another fox shows up, it's like, well, who's our main character going to try to bang?
Yeah, it's like, well... Guess we're fucking. Yep. I mean, there's only two.
There's only two of us.
It's kind of like the Disney World.
Right.
Where it's not like Minnie Mouse shows up and Donald Duck is like, oh, that's my type.
That's it.
You know, it's like, well, no, the mice bang each other. Donald and Daisy fuck each other. Goofy fucking, I don't know what he does.
Goofy, I don't think gets to fuck anybody.
I don't know how they made that goof troop, but it came around.
You know,
eggs.
Maybe
came
Goofy
out of
and...
eggs.
Goofy and Pluto might be able to fuck. I mean, they're both dogs.
Yeah, but they're men. That wouldn't make the Goofy babies.
That's the thing is, like, maybe Goofy could fuck the dog and it's just gay. It's not bestiality.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's more offensive to me. I ain't fucking gay and I don't want to see gay.
Well, they do have a gay day at Disneyland.
Yeah.
But they don't have a bestiality day at Disneyland. Speaking of Disneyland.
Sure.
Getting off topic because we'll berate the fans more later.
Yeah, we'll get back to you fuckers. You're not getting off easy. Shut the fuck up. We're coming back to you.
That's right. Have you heard about the ability to rent children?
Retarded people?
Retarded children.
I have heard about this.
Okay.
So essentially, here's what I heard.
Uh-huh.
There was a company that started where you could rent a retarded kid to go to Disneyland, and somehow that meant you could skip the line. I'm not really clear on, do retards just go to the front?
There's a thing that,
on,
like,
Space Mountain, they're like, oh, you're retarded, so you don't have to wait in line.
Right, there's a thing that if someone is really, like, say someone is Stephen Hawking level disabled.
Yeah.
You know, and they can't really stand in the line, they can't really be in the sun, they can't really endure the line, even though they're sitting in a fucking chair.
I was going to say, I mean, basically, it seems no different from their... Waiting in line for a super retarded person seems like less different than me waiting in a line.
Yeah.
I could be doing productive shit. They're just going to be burning in the sun.
I think,
who cares?
Yeah. I think it somehow seems a little strange, but on the other hand, if someone is like Stephen Hawking level messed up and also not Stephen Hawking smart, let them go on Space Mountain first because their life is a living hell. They're trapped in a prisoner of
That's
their own
true.
Body anyway.
I mean, I can't argue with that. You know, here's the one argument I would make.
Right.
You're Stephen Hawking. You're going to Disney World. I mean, if you cut the lines, it only takes you like 2 hours.
That's
I think
true.
I'd want to spend the whole day because I'm like, well, the one thing I can do is sit here paralyzed and look at shit. A lot of shit to look at in Disneyland.
I think a lot of it is that it's not just the they can't wait in line for one ride, but it's like if they have to wait in line for every ride, then they won't be able to go on anything.
Can I say this?
Okay.
If I'm real paralyzed, I want people to... If I somehow survive, I want to die.
All right.
But if I'm not going to die, I really want people to use my life-filled corpse for these sorts of things.
All right. So you would rent yourself out to
I mean, let's face it. If you could get, like, let's say you could earn $40,000 a year by just letting people take me to Disneyland, what the hell do I care?
Yeah, because it is.
I have no sensation in my body. What do I care if I get sunburned?
It is like $1,000 for I think it's like $1,000 for the day.
Now let me ask you this question, because someone brought this up to me.
Right.
I mean, do you think that these people, does this come with like a caretaker for the retarded person?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay. And then how does a retarded, like how does a Stephen Hawking ride a ride?
See, this was actually the first question I asked when someone told me about this.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, and it wasn't, my first reaction was not, oh, that's terrible, or like,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
I'm all logistics here.
Like that, my first question was when they said, you like, someone said, there's a company that helps rent retarded people so that mm-hmm. rich parents can have their kids cut in line at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
My first question was, well, wait, how retarded?
Yeah, how retarded do you have to be?
Right, yeah, like it's the...
I mean, I'm not good at relationships.
Yeah.
I should cut half the line.
You're sort of like socially retarded.
Yeah. I'm angry, I'm bitter, I'm sad.
That's
it. I'm very sad. I think I should be able to beat something.
I have depression and mild schizophrenia. Can I cut the line? No.
They really should have parking for me that's sad parking, because then I could say, like, listen, when I have to park at the back of the fucking parking lot, that's a long walk for me to think about my life.
I
need to get into your fucking... If Target wants me to buy shit, they need me in a better mood when I get in the door, not thinking like... Oh, the sun's hot. I'm so alone.
I have multiple opportunities to throw myself in front of cars, like yeah, before I get to your store.
Some kind of underground tunnel for me. No, that has a people mover that I can just lay down on and stare at the ceiling.
There's a people mover that doesn't go underground because that's too dark.
Yeah,
maybe it does go underground, but it has like bright lights and like it's playing zippity doo dah at yeah. all times, and it's sort of that Disney
like
theme.
Demolition Man,
right? Just. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay.
Trying to think of a cheerful song I would have that would, like, you know, I don't know, get me ready.
Like, yeah, it's the kind of thing where you just, you're in a wonderful mood as you walk out, no matter what's happening. But I kind of sat there and I also thought, like, if you're Stephen Hawking, you're kind of just folded into Space Mountain somehow.
Yeah, I mean, what do they do? Does someone who works at Disney, like, pick you up and put you in... Space Mountain?
That's what I wondered. Like, if they had... That's part of why I think they try to get people to the front of the line to be like, oh, God, we got to stop the ride cycle. Retards here.
Yeah, I mean, you know? What... I don't know how... I mean, I guess you could be in a ride without really participating. I mean, you're strapped down, but, like, who puts you in there?
Right.
Whoever brought you there? This is my big question.
Uh-huh.
And that was brought up by someone else. So you bring the retarded person... Sorry, that's a bad term. You bring the retard
right.
to Disney. Do you then become their caretaker for the day? And because that doesn't seem worth it to me. But that cannot be. It must be. They must come with somebody.
Yeah, like if you had to change the diaper, then all of a sudden that $1,000 price tag seems like.
Right, because one diaper, I'm like, okay, this is.
One adult man, like, or one child, where it's like you could send your kid off with this other kid. And the mom, and like if
oh,
the mom had to change a
this
diaper.
Is what's playing on the people mover.
Okay. A De La Soul.
And now I'm like, all right, I guess I could buy some fucking new curtains.
I need some of those plastic glasses, but only if they're on clearance.
Yeah, what the hell? $12.99.
Yeah.
That's just this side of reasonable.
That's right. So we got to jam out for a second. Hold on. So this is playing, and the best part about this song is like the actual music video could be playing because it's got all these like flowers and like happy clouds and
yeah,
you know, non-threatening black men.
That's when you know you're in trouble because you're like, you know what I need in order to get into Target and buy laundry detergent? A people mover. That brings me to the aisle playing a happy song.
You know, Walmart is going to put something in like that, but not because people are depressed, but because they're too fat.
Just for fats.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was in Walmart not long ago.
Yeah.
Because I was actually in Walmart twice for the same product.
Okay.
Because there's these oven, like little sheets you can put in your oven so that your stuff doesn't drip down, like oven cleaner things.
Sheets you put in, oh, like foil?
Yeah, like foil sheets.
Like a big foil pan.
Yeah, like a big foil pan. Okay. But the only place I found them is, unfortunately, at Walmart.
Yeah.
And I went to a Walmart once.
What were you making, a roast?
No, I just had it in, like, I had it in general. Uh-huh. Because like if you have those little aluminum pan things, it's easier. You don't have to clean your oven as much.
Yeah, that's true. Or, it's like, hard to clean the oven.
You don't have to clean that little coil part at the bottom if you have an electric oven.
That's pretty annoying too.
And so like if you have these little pans, it catches most of the grease, so then the cleaning becomes easier. And it's only $2.
Yeah.
But you have to go through the hell of Walmart.
Right.
And I went through a super hell of Walmart because there are only two checkout lines open in this entire super Walmart.
Right.
In a major city.
Right.
And it's like a Monday evening, so it's still pretty crowded.
Right.
But the thing that was strange in Walmart, like the experience of that people of Walmart moment, is the woman in front of me.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, this is the express lane, which is one of the two lanes open.
Yeah.
Where it's clearly everyone is pissed off because everyone is like two things. They can't make it Walmart to get, like, or me, I came to Walmart to get one thing.
Right.
Had it cash ready.
Yeah.
Person in front of me asks the question.
Oh, God.
Can I buy this Pez with food stamps?
Are you fucking serious?
She had like a bunch of, she had like five items, and then she was like trying to pay with some, she had these food, like a food stamp card.
Yeah.
And she's like, and she's asking like, she had these little Pez dispensers and like everything else.
Yeah.
Like, can I buy this Pez with food stamps?
Mm.
And the best part was the clerk had the answer immediately.
I was like, going to ask that, cause, which indicates they've been asked this answer, this question before.
Right. And that's what I found amazing is the clerk was like, no, that's classified as a toy, so you can't buy that with food stamps.
Now, what if you just bought the 5-pack of just Pez? No dispenser.
I don't know. But then the woman who asked to buy Pez with food stamps like goes into her wallet and pulls out some cash to pay for the Pez dispensers separately.
What the fuck?
But I kind of think,
Jesus Christ, you can't buy beef jerky or some combos?
I don't understand. I don't understand. It also, again, if you were going to try to buy Pez and you were at a point in your existence where you had food stamps.
Yeah.
Which I live in Arizona and it's not easy to get food stamps. You have to be pretty poor to get those.
I just don't understand. Here's what I really don't understand about life. Okay. How do people who don't do a podcast encounter things like that and not just blow their own heads off? Because for me, at least when that happens, I think, oh my God, at least this gives me something to talk about on a microphone. What does the average person do with that information that someone asked to buy Pez with food stamps?
This is one of the things that, as a person who does not have a podcast, I was like, oh, if I had
it made you wish you had a podcast.
It's not because I feel like this is a story the world needs to know. In a way, it's also a piece of information that like needs to escape my own body.
Yes.
So that way I don't go insane and, you know, start shooting people in a mall.
Well, and you need one person to come up to you. This is the complimentary part to people who listen to this show.
Uh-huh.
Once in a while, someone comes up to me and says, that was real crazy, that story you were telling about that stupid fucking cunt who was sampling meats at Cafe Mexicali like they were goddamn ice cream flavors.
Yeah.
And so then when they say that, I say, okay, I'm not just insane piece of shit because I feel like you shouldn't be sampling these things. I'm not as crazy as I could be.
Right.
But
that's the kind of thing, like, I had a moment, and because I didn't have a podcast, I was furiously texting people.
Yeah.
To be like, this just happened to me.
Right.
Like, this just happened as a human being. And I don't know how people dealt with those kinds of things before the advent of texting or Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah, right.
I imagine that's probably why people got married all the time, because that way you could just dump all that on your spouse.
You'd be like, you're not going to fucking believe what happened today.
Right.
I think maybe this and, you know, I'm in danger of giving relationship stuff here when I know nothing about that.
Oh, we'll get into relationship stuff in a little bit.
I think that maybe a key to relationships is like being able to hate the same people. So in other words, when you come home and be like, you are not going to fucking believe what happened at Walmart, and then you tell that story, and you don't hear, okay, big deal. Because you need to hear, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? Let's go find her and stab her.
Right.
You know, let's blow up her house.
And that's the hard part, is like, I can't just say it's that one person, but also the element of the story where the Walmart clerk was so familiar with this procedure that enough people had come in to try to buy food stamp or Pez dispensers on food stamps.
This has happened before.
Which, your point earlier is accurate. Like, if you were going to try to buy Pez to somehow sustain your life, like, you've either hit that point of crazy or desperate. I would buy just the pack of Pez, because when I realized you could buy the, like, when I was a kid and into Pez, I realized I was not really that into the dispenser.
You were just into Pez.
Right. Also, because as a kid, I realized, like, the dispenser was slowing down my Pez consumption.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was like I could just shove a whole pack in my mouth at once.
I came up with this whole process where you cut one side of the Pez with, like, an X-Acto knife, and then you could jam it in. I liked Pez dispense. You know what I liked when I was a kid? Starting collections.
Yeah.
I did not like collecting, because once the collection was started, I was over it.
Right.
I'm sure you noticed this, because we lived... You know, next door. That's rooms.
True. That's true.
We you were had roommates like, as boys.
you had these collections of about four or five things, and then somehow it petered out. Hey!
I had this great, I'll never forget, I was trying to convince a guy, we were in Chicago, we went to this flea market, and I was trying to convince someone to sell me a pocket knife, because that's all I could understand the point of flea markets to be.
Right.
And he wouldn't. And then I was telling our uncle about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, well, I collect pocket knives. And he was like, how many do you have so far? And I said, one. And he laughed his ass off. And at the time, I was like, fuck you. Like, why is that so funny?
Now, wait, was this our Uncle John?
Yeah.
That's probably like the first responsible thing he's ever done.
Well, just what he said, you know, how many knives have you collected so far? And I say, one. And he's like, okay, idiot.
You couldn't even lie.
Oh, yeah, you're nine.
Say, like,
never
five
mind.
Or six.
I know.
Which, by the way...
Well, what kind of collection... You do not collect something if you have one.
But this is the difference between being a kid and being an adult, because I was just in Chicago, and I was just with our Uncle John and some of his friends.
Who's hilarious.
Who is hilarious. Like, he is probably... Helpful Snow fans, which we're going to get to in a little bit. If there was a guest on the show that would be harder to get than the Helpful Snow Mom, but possibly, not possibly, definitely better, it would be this man.
Yeah. He's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Would you bleep out the racial slurs or leave them
in? No.
All right. But anyway,
he uses racial slurs that I've never even heard.
The word shine,
Shine.
Yeah.
Who calls black people shines, and where does that what does that even mean?
I don't know, but we might have
heard that until I talked to him, and I was like, shines. And then at first I was like, he's talking about, what race is he talking about?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, black people,
We somehow just were not exposed to this one.
Yeah, I don't know what shine, where that came from.
But anyway, I was in Chicago, and we were just hanging out, talking about cars, talking about things, and one of his friends... goes to a car, comes back, and he just brings me a knife, like a pocket knife. He's like, here, you should take this with you.
For safety?
That's what he kind of said. Like, that's what he seemed to be kind of implying. And I was like,
take this with you where?
Like, on the road trip.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you could use it for cutting things or doing stuff.
You know, knife shit.
Knife shit. But the best part is he takes it out, and he takes out the blade, like, in front of our uncle and everybody else.
Yeah.
And he sort of... What he does, it's hard to sort of describe this on the radio, but he pulls up his shirt a little bit.
Yeah.
And he shows, like, if you were to jab someone in the stomach, how deep the blade would go.
Ah, so he stands, like, in profile.
Right.
So you can see that the length of the blade is, like, enough to really injure a human.
To really cause some damage. And that's a moment where I sat there and thought, like, okay, this is a kind of, I wonder if this is a hot knife. Or do you say... That seems like a bad knife fighting technique, because you really want to kind of go up and into the heart. Because if you're going to stab someone, go all the way.
I mean, I don't know. In those situations, again, this is what I don't understand. Because in those situations, all I'm thinking is like, I cannot wait to talk about this on podcasts. This is great. I'm glad this is happening to me.
This is one of the things, this is why I have your podcast.
Yeah.
But it's also, I actually had to go and write That's the nice part is, like, you know, if you have, like, journals or things at home, you have to go and write it down and be like, I'm not going to
regret this. Yeah, this happened.
This happened. But I did actually ask you, speaking of romantic advice earlier.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I did ask you for romantic advice.
You did. So here's what happened.
Okay.
I think what we should do is I should tell what happened to me, and then we'll Tarantino and go back and how you got to the state you were in.
It's like a Rashomon thing. All right.
And because I'll tell the story, and that only reveals so many details.
Okay.
So I was, I don't know where I was. I was out and about. I wasn't drinking or anything. I was driving home, and I saw that you had called a couple times. And I thought, that's pretty unusual, you know. So I called back.
It was at night, so that makes it especially unusual.
Yeah, I mean, he called. It was maybe like our time, I don't know, 11, 10 or 11.
Yeah, it's about the same in Arizona, but... Yeah.
So he called a couple, like twice, which is pretty unusual. So I thought, I better call him back. And I'm driving home. I have an hour drive, so whatever. So I call back. Eventually, we get in touch. Clearly, he's extremely intoxicated. You know, and I can tell this just by the sound of his voice. It was kind of like, hey, I need some advice from the helpful snowman. And I'm like, okay, go on. And basically the advice was, this woman has sort of propositioned me, you know, and it was pretty vague on what that meant. But should I go do it or not? Now, at some point in the call, here's what happened. I called you, didn't get in touch, and then you called back. We had a little phone tag. And somehow we got on the topic of how that happened, and you said, sorry, I was taking a dump. And I could hear highway sounds when we were talking. And so then, you know, I said, what do you mean you were taking a dump? And you said, I pulled off into the woods to take a dump. So the situation, I think literally what I said to you is, let me get this straight. You have been drinking so much that on the walk home, you decided to pull off in the woods, take a shit, and then I said, what did you wipe with? And you said, a stick. You'd wiped with a stick. And that you were asking me if I thought it was a good idea to go have sex with this woman. To which, I mean, I didn't really know what to say because I was like, I mean, no, because I think what I said was, so let me get this straight. You're extremely wasted. You're walking home and you're asking if you, with your shitty ass, I mean, your ass must be full of shit still because there's no way a stick. Sometimes I question the efficacy of toilet paper, let alone a stick, and you're wasted. So how thorough a job could you have done? So I was like, you with your shitty ass, you're asking me if you should go have sex with this woman? Gonna have to say no.
All right. I'm going to fill in some details. But
and you said, like, yeah. Finally, I just want to add that you said, okay, so that's the advice then. And I was like, well, yeah, it sounded like you were kind of set on still doing it anyway. Which I was sort of like, well, why'd you even call? But okay, so let's reverse in time.
Okay,
to how you came to this.
Go back in time. Pew, 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 pew. But I had many beers.
Okay,
we'll start there. Many, many beers.
Many beers.
That's
many,
right.
Many, 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 many beers.
And I had enough beers where I'd gotten, like, and to sort of give a context, I believe, like, I gotten a much more vague proposition from this woman a couple nights before.
Right.
So this was, like, it was a little bit more vague, but it was also one of those, like, 2 a.m., like, people don't text you at 2 a.m. unless it's I'm in jail or I want to fuck.
Once you told me the actual proposition, I was a little more on your side.
Right.
However, again, you shit in the woods and wiped with a stick. I was like, I don't know if you're in a good decision-making position. I think I said,
right.
What was the decision you made about this sober? And you said, I wasn't so sure about it. And I was like, maybe you should reevaluate.
Right.
When you're not shit in the woods drunk.
Right. And we'll get to the decision making process in a little bit. We'll keep it trying to keep it chronological.
You've had many beers.
Many beers. Many beers. And I'm looking at my phone because I was out with this woman. Uh-huh. We were out with mutual friends and acquaintances.
Right.
And I looked at my phone and apparently I'd received a text message from her.
While you were out with her.
Right as we were leaving, going our separate directions.
You to shit in the woods, her to probably...
Not yet.
Drive home and shit in an alley or...
Not
whatever you people do down there.
Not yet. Because I made it all the way home, right?
Oh, okay.
So I made it all the way home, and I got these text messages, and it was like, this text message said it said, you know you wanna.
Okay.
That's pretty direct. And then I asked,
yeah, I think so.
Should I come over?
Yeah.
And she said, yes, immediately. Okay. So I was like, okay, I know.
She said yes immediately?
Immediately.
Okay. See, I don't think this part was related to me.
Well, very again, concisely. Many, many, many beers.
Yeah, because you had said something like, she's been putting out the vibe. And I was like, okay. But I've been loaded before and been like, she's putting out the vibe. And it was like, what does that mean? It's like, she's got good cans. Therefore, she's putting out the signal, man.
No, this was textual evidence. So yeah, you're all right.
I mean, hearing that, I'm like, okay, that's a lot closer to...
That's a lot closer. That's not really putting out the vibe. That's invitation to...
Yeah, step A, please come to my home. Step B, let us fuck.
Mm-hmm. But... I asked for her address, and I got her address, and I was like, because I'd been to her house before for other functions.
Sure.
Non-sexual functions.
Yeah, no, wine tastings.
Right.
Orchestral functions.
we heard a string quartet.
Right.
But I had a vague recollection of where it was.
Yeah.
But then I took a wrong turn. And
understandably, you are walking.
I'm walking. By the way, many. Yes, and that's a clear thing to say when it's like
stumbling around.
When it says pull, when Peter says pull off, it meant like I left the main drag, not I pulled my car over,
walked into the woods.
Yeah. I was too. I was intelligent.
Chris McCandless
enough to know,
here,
right? But
goes trekking into the wilderness.
But I will say, I may have trekked into the wilderness to take a shit, but I did not drive drunk.
I mean, that's good. I prefer people shitting in the woods to drunk driving.
But the thing that was, I took the complete wrong direction.
Mm.
I was lost. But on the way there, I started to have that, because when you're walking someplace,
yeah,
you have that, I started to have this nagging doubt of is this a bad idea?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Because you're putting a lot of effort in.
Yeah,
I think a lot of booty calls would, if the car was eliminated.
Right.
Booty calls would go down 90%.
I think.
Because you'd be like, ugh, God, I got a lot of time to think, just live with myself.
Right. You have to kind of think it through a bit more.
Yeah.
And it's like most booty calls where you think it through, you're like, it's not the must have at. Well, if you were the high school thing, it's like, your booty call could be through broken glass.
Oh, sure.
You could walk through a mile through broken glass, but you get old. You get, and especially when you've had many, many, many beers.
Yeah.
The urge to be like, I need a chicken taco. And then it's also the, I need to sleep right here.
Yeah. That doesn't look so bad, that pile of leaves. You know, where were we that time? You were there.
Right.
It was when you were real drunk.
Uh-huh.
And I like to bring this up, vomiting in my car. But I had a similar thought when I'd vomited on the way home, and we had about an hour drive home. And you told me that when you were real sick and we were driving home, that you were like, I was half hoping we'd get in an accident just so the car would stop and I could sleep in the ditch.
Yeah.
And that's that's when you know you're real wasted, because you're like, I would have hope that you would become potentially very injured.
Right.
And lose your vehicle and have a huge consequence. Because I was kind of dizzy.
You're like, well, you're just completely not thinking anymore. You just want everything to end.
Yeah.
And I would say, from my defense, at that point, I didn't care if the car got in an accident, flipped on top of me, and I died.
Right. You're like, if I could snuff my life out right now,
I
might.
I would definitely be like, that sounds okay.
Mm-hmm.
But In this case, I wasn't considering snuffing my life out.
Right.
But I was considering, like, I'm just going to go home.
Yeah.
But a lot of what, like, and so I called you and was like, oh, I need some helpful snow advice.
Yeah.
Also, I thought it'd be good podcast fodder.
Sure.
But we call. Now, one detail that's worth confessing on the show.
Mm.
When you actually were talking to me, I had not finished shitting. I was shitting at the time.
I can't remember exactly what happened, but it was something like there was some weird sounds or something, or you kind of faded out for a minute.
Yeah, because I had to get the stick to wipe.
Yeah.
And
you're like, sorry, I had to... And you know what happened? I think you hung up on me, and then I called you back because I was a little worried because you were drunk.
Right.
And then okay. So you're finding the house, you get a little lost, you pull up, and then... The urge to shit
I wander
happens.
Off.
Is yeah. that what happens?
Yes. And this is something that gets into other shit stories, which might make this a two-parter podcast.
Let's finish this shit story.
But it basically is caused by a beer that I love to drink. It's delicious, but it causes me to poo.
Okay.
Bottom line.
So you've made this connection.
Right. But
you're like, well, I'm going to have to shit, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Where it's the kind of thing, like, and most of you encounter this type of food or drink where you're fine, and then it goes to, like, DEFCON 4.
Ah, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes, I must shit immediately.
Yeah.
This is an urgent thing.
We were just camping, and we decided to make s'mores, and we were at the grocery store, and I thought, you know what would be incredible? If instead of chocolate bars, we bought Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And as we were sitting around the campfire, I was thinking about them the whole time, praying that no one else would get them out. Because I was like, if they're out and I see a marshmallow on a melted s'more of peanut butter cup, I won't be able to resist. However, I will have to take the dump of a lifetime. I mean, it feels like as the dump is leaving my body that I'm composed of more feces than carbon. Like, my flesh is lesser in density and weight, atomic weight, than the shit leaving my body.
You've lost mass.
Yes. Like, significant mass.
This hasn't passed through you. It's taken parts of you.
Yeah, I mean, part of my soul is missing.
It's basically like being in a relationship with a woman, where, like, once it's over, it's like a little piece of you is just gone.
Yeah, gone I mean, forever. Like, I took... So we went camping, and I shit on the... at the campsite, but it's like a rushed shit because there's flies.
Uh-huh.
So after we were back, we were in Grand Junction. I went into a Starbucks. I took a dump that was of a density unmatched by any element on the atomic table.
It started to suck. Like, it didn't really create a black hole, but you could kind of see the toilet paper like sort of being pulled into it
the
slowly.
The toilet did not flush so much as collapse under the weight of the, you know...
I thought you were about to say, like, collapse in on itself.
Yes.
Like, it bent space and time.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. It was bridged across the hole, and the flushing water just sort of went around it, and thank God it swirled enough so it went in, because that fucker was not going
to
crack.
It just had to angle it just right.
Yeah.
But anyway, shitting in the woods.
Yes, okay. So you're walking.
I'm walking,
you
and...
You get lost.
I'm walking,
and then you realize
and
you have to shit.
I'm walking, I get lost... And it, like, all of a sudden, DEFCON 4. It's and also, I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Which, where I used to live, had that, so, like, there'd be big patches of, like, there'd be a house, apartment complex, but then just woods.
Okay.
Like, and these are actual woods.
Right.
Most people don't think Arizona contains actual woods, but a lot of it does contain actual woods.
Right. I mean, this part of Arizona, I would compare to almost an Estes Park.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's trees, rocks.
Yeah, and weather-wise, similar. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I thought, I fucking gotta go right now.
Yeah.
I gotta, like, it's the whole thing of, because, like, when you're out in public, you think, like, if you have to pee, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But if you have to take a shit, it's a whole different level.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you have to take a shit, and you know you're like, okay, I'm gonna be home in an hour.
Right.
You can hold that shit. You're like, I can make it. I'll be fine. But when you have to take a shit and you're like, I'm lost.
Right.
I'm drunk. I'm scared. I don't know when I'm going to be able to release this shit. So that makes it more urgent.
It's all moot because this was this is one of the DEFCON 4 ships.
Right.
Where it doesn't matter how drunk, lost, whatever you are.
This is coming out in the next half hour.
No. This is like one of those. It's coming out in the next like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Like this is an immediate like.
This is happening.
Like it's that. That's what I mean when like the DEFCON 4 shit where it's like, I gotta go
when
immediately.
My time comes.
Exactly. And it's the, all right, this is happening. This is going down.
Yeah.
And it's that thing, it's like it's going down in your pants or it's going, to, you know, it's right. going somewhere.
Where you're literally thinking like, well, I might shit my pants.
Yeah.
As an adult, this might happen.
I love this beer enough that I've had some photo finishes. But
this should probably be a beer you drink exclusively at home.
Right, I've learned this.
Yeah.
After you shit in the woods once, you're like, oh.
You're like, this is kind of a home beer.
Yeah, well, it was always like I'd have it, and then I'd be like, I've got to figure out how long it's going to take me to get home.
Yeah.
But it's still worth it.
Okay, if you
beer,
say so.
As a beer, but I sort of go off, and I find these woods,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, I'm just taking a shit. And then I hear my phone ringing. And so I'm squatting in the woods, taking a shit, talking to you and trying to walk you through the situation.
This is coming back to me now because you were like sort of disconnected in your speech.
Right.
And I was thinking, I think I asked you something like, I think this is how it came up. I said something along the lines of like, are you having connection trouble or can you hear me okay? And you're like, no, I'm just taking a shit.
Which.
And I can hear like.
Because I was close enough to the woods that I was still near the street, but
yeah.
I could see like cars driving by, but
right.
I was behind a rock, so they couldn't
right.
see me in the dark.
Right.
And so they couldn't see what I was doing. But there I am just taking a shit in the woods.
Yeah.
And it's a complicated thing to take a shit in the woods because you're trying not to shit on your own pants. You're trying
I was gonna
not
to ask about your technique because you know what I think we should do?
What?
Maybe we should end this here.
Okay.
Start part two.
All right.
And then that can be kind of the shit story portion of this episode.
And, you know, the best thing about that is in the next part of the episode, not only will we continue to berate the fans.
Yeah.
But we'll have a way.
Which we need to get back to.
Right. But we'll also have the way that they can get t-shirts.
Oh, sure.
So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Making anything new only breaks something else.